I believe we are joining many brothers and sisters throughout the world, right? If you go to many worship services, today it will be more on the emphasis on the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think many of us have heard, you know, numerous sermons, particularly not only during the season of Advent, right, to many seasons, you know, why Jesus came into this world and all that. And I believe many of us have actually, learned quite a lot of lessons, you know, when we look at how Jesus came into this world. And sometimes we tend to ask questions, right? We tend to ask questions. You know, we become so familiar, and sometimes, you know, too familiar. You know, I remember when I was in the U.S. doing my study, some of my friends who are pastors today, right, in the U.S., they don't believe in certain things, particularly like virgin birth. They don't believe in virgin birth. They don't believe much of the stories that have been, you know, from a historical perspective. But they're still pastors of the church, you know. So it's interesting. So we have become so familiar. Now, do we still stress God's word? When we look at God's word, I think it's so powerful. Let's take a moment to pray and look at scripture. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have access to your word. Lord, we pray that we will lean onto your word. Help us, Lord, to trust your word, Father. We thank you for you, who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think we are so familiar, right? We know the scenes pretty well. We know how the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary. We know the words. We can recite the verses, you know, the words that the angel of the Lord told Mary. We also know how the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds and how the shepherds responded, right? They responded with a lot of joy. And we also know the dream, you know, or Joseph had an encounter with God's presence. So we are so familiar with all these stories. And today, and I was just thinking, you know, sometimes we are so familiar. Can we trust the virgin birth? Can we really trust, you know, it looks like a fairy tale, you know, angels appearing from nowhere. God was so silent for the past 400 years, and suddenly you see the angel of the Lord appearing to the shepherds, and these guys, you know, take God's word, and they run, right, with joy. You know, and sometimes the Christians too, we struggle with passages of this nature, right? Because it's a test to our logic, it's a test to our reasoning, it's a test to our intelligence, it is also a test to our science, you know. Is it possible? But let me tell you, when you look at God's word, I think one thing that comes very clear when I look at God's word is, I think we need to trust God. I think that's what I look at God's word very particularly. The passage that was just read to us, it's about Mary having an encounter with the angel of the Lord. Can you imagine? Mary is 13 or 14 years old, right? It's an age, it's a difficult age, for example. It's an age where she's struggling about her identity, about her life, about her future. She doesn't know who she is. That's the kind of age. But even then, the passage that was just read to us today, can you imagine the joy, right? She is singing, "My soul glorifies the Lord." Right? And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You know, I see the joy in her. I see the confidence in her. I see the hope in her. I see the peace beyond understanding. Why? Simple, right? Because she trusted God. I think many times in our Christian life, that's our struggle. Do we really trust God? Do we lean on to God's word? You know, Proverbs is very clear about it. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And I thought, you know, today we will just look at this particular passage and to see, you know, even in the midst of our struggles, right, I think we need to trust God. That's what God's word is teaching us. When you look at the passage, I think first thing I learn when I read particularly Luke's gospel, the first chapter, you know, I realize, don't be afraid of what God is doing. That's the first thing I realize. Trust God. Don't be afraid what God is doing. And that's the thing that comes to my mind. You know, when I look at this word, I'm reminded of Moses. When Moses was with his uncle or father-in-law's place, you know, you realize God called him and he said, "Lord, I'm not eloquent. I can't speak well. But the Lord said, you know, I'm calling you, Moses, to deliver my people. So don't be afraid of what God is doing. As Christians, I think we struggle, right? Sometimes we don't understand. We don't understand. I don't understand, but don't be afraid what God is doing in the life. Let's look at the passage very carefully. When you look at the passage, you realize in the sixth month of Elizabeth, a pregnancy, you know, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. You know, imagine the word of God coming to Mary, right, even to Joseph. And she's not married. Can you imagine? She's, you know, yes, was it yesterday? We saw the clip, video clip. It was so powerful, right? Right. And when you look at it, can you imagine? Try to read in between the lines and to see how she would have felt, a 14-year-old girl, right, coming from an ordinary place. Nazareth is, you don't see the word even appear in the Old Testament. That kind of remote place, some miles away from Jerusalem. You know, it was Bethlehem. It was remote kind of a place. And she hears, right, she hears the voice of the Lord speaking to the angel of the Lord speaking to her. And the word of God says, she's troubled, right? It's not that she was having lack of faith. How is it going to happen? Right? Yes, she was pious, but how is it going to happen? You know, as Christians, we know ourselves, we know our Christian life, you know, but is it possible? Is it possible? Can God do this? We say God is Emmanuel, God is so powerful. Can God do this in my life? You know, I believe that was actually troubling her too, probably, even though she had, you know, the confidence in God. I believe, you know, back in her mind, even though she was an ordinary person, she was thinking about her family, about her life, about her future, right? Can this? And so one thing I realized from this, one of the things I realized, I think, don't be afraid what God is doing, Mary, in your life, right? You know, one of the reasons I think she need not be afraid is because if you look at the passage very clearly, it says, God is with you. If you know that God is with you, my friend, if you have that kind of confidence in your life that God is with you, you need not be afraid. If you know for sure God's presence is in my life, you need not be afraid. Every time, many a times, if we look at the passage very carefully, whenever the Lord says, don't be afraid, he says, I'm with you. I will show you passages of that nature, right? You know, and you know for sure God is with me. And I know because I walk with God. I have a strong relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I love him. I seek him. And I'm always with him. And you know for sure, if God is with you, do not be afraid. Because, you know, you don't understand what God is doing, but God does what he says in our life. Secondly, if you look at the word very carefully, it says, right, it says, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Very interesting word, right? It says, you have found favor with God. If you can switch the, you know, can someone switch this screen? I don't see, so thank you. Right? When you look at Joshua's life, right, I think the same word as I said, you know, God said, be strong, be courageous, right? Because I'm with you, Joshua. In Isaiah 41:10, you also realize, fear not, for I'm with you, right? And you know, many times I think, you know, it says Mary was favored by God. And sometimes I think, I know some of us come from Catholic backgrounds, right? The word used by many of the Catholics is actually drawn from the Vulgate Bible, right? In the Vulgate Bible, it's like she's highly favored than the others. That's, and because of that, you know, the Catholics draw that particular word. And they say that's why she is seen as a saint. She is seen as a mediator for the Catholic Church. But the same word is also used, right, in Acts 6:8. In Ephesians, he also says, you know, Stephen was a man full of God's grace. In other words, when God's favor with us, it means that if you're blessed by God, that you have received the grace of God in your life. And you know, not only God is with me, but He loves me. I'm blessed by Him. His presence is in my life. And I have God's grace in my life. You need not be afraid, my friend. That's the same word that is used for Stephen. And sometimes it's interesting for Stephen, it says full of grace, right? He was full of God's grace. And if you're a child of God, right? If grace, God's grace, and if you know for sure that you are the child of God, you know there was a time in my life, you know, I said, Lord, be my Savior, be my Lord, and I have a constant communion with you. Do not be afraid what God is doing. It might be difficult to understand, but you know for sure, God is doing something. Do not be afraid. Let me move on, right? Secondly, when I look at this particular passage, I realize, you know, obedience isn't easy, right? We read the passage, you know, Mary heard the word, and she responded, you know, nice story, wonderful story, right? But have you realized, obedience isn't easy. And I believe many of us struggle as Christians with this, right? We struggle. Obedience is never easy. Gideon, when you look at the Old Testament, Gideon, what was happening when God called him, you know, the angel of the Lord called him and said, you know, Gideon, I want you, right, to lead the people. And he said, you know, Lord, I'm the least in my family. My clan is the smallest clan. But God said, I want you. Obedience isn't easy, my friend. And when God called Jeremiah, I think many of us know the story. He was a very reluctant prophet. God said, you know, Jeremiah, I have appointed you, right, to be a prophet to the nations. Do you realize Jeremiah said, no, Lord. I do not know how to speak. He said, I'm a child. I do not know how to speak, God. Obedience isn't easy, my friend. Isn't easy, but interestingly, the passage tells us in Jeremiah, if you look at his life, he preached for 40 years, there was none converted. Can you imagine? Preaching for 40 years, no one turned to God. Obedience isn't easy. Many of us, let's face it, my friend, we struggle. We know these are the things that God expects in our life, right? We know. We can recite, we can teach people, we can mentor, we can disciple. We know what to say and how to do it. But obedience to God's word isn't easy, my friend. When it's a high calling, when it's a challenge that God is giving us. When God wants radical change in our life, obedience isn't easy. You know, when you look at Mary's life very carefully, what was happening? It is not easy for Mary because, you know, it's not only bearing a child, right? She's not married. And not only that, you know, can you imagine? The Messiah is going to be born. It is, Mary could have easily said, Lord, sorry, I think you got the wrong person. I love to do it, but I don't think so. I'm the right person. I'm not married. I'm not able to do it. Come on, I can't do it. Can you imagine carrying the Messiah? I'm not able to do it. Obedience isn't easy, my friend. We struggle. Even I struggle in my Christian walk too. It's not possible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think it isn't easy for us. Especially when God calls us and says, you know, leave this and come for my, you know, do this ministry, and I want you to be involved in full-time ministry, right? If you hear the testimonies of many missionaries, if you realize how hard, right, for them to leave their secular job, right? Secular job gives them much security, my friend, right? Sometimes it's not only four figures, maybe they might be working five figures. I've seen people in my life, right? They're well-to-do people, right? But they leave because it's not easy, but God expects us. It is not easy for Mary to obey the word of God. There is a life for her. There is a future for her. But she responded. She said, Lord, she responded. You know, interesting, I like God's word is so powerful. You know, God makes it, God helps us by giving the Spirit. It says, the angel answered by saying, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. In other words, it's not easy, my friend, but the comforting word is the Spirit of God is with us. It's the same word that was used during the time when Jesus was transfigured, right? The presence of God will be just around you, just with you, Mary. We do not be afraid. It's difficult, right, to obey God, but the angel said, the Spirit of God will be with you. My friend, today, do you know that you have the Spirit of God? Do you know that He is with us? Have you ever realized? Or have you asked yourself, do I have the Spirit of God? Because let me tell you, when we have the Spirit of God, we hear His voice and we also hear another voice too. It's not easy to hear the voice of the Spirit, but when you start listening, you'll know for sure what is the Spirit's voice and where the Spirit of God is leading us. And so that's the comforting thing. And that's why we have the Spirit of God. I think if you read John 14:26, right, He will teach us and He will also remind everything God has told us. And let me, you know, go to the third thing. And, you know, another comforting word which I realize, which all of us have access, is His word encourages us, right? His word is always faithful, trustworthy. I can trust God's word. Many times whenever I do my sermons, I ask myself, you know, why this word is coming, why this particular phrase is coming. And I ask myself, right, why is the angel of the Lord telling Mary, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child? Come on, why do you want to bring Elizabeth's name in this particular scene, right? Why? And I was asking myself why, I think the angel of the Lord is teaching us something. That if God is faithful in Elizabeth's life, in that person's life, in that man's life, He will be faithful to you. If God is able to do great things in another person's life, He's able to do in our life. Why do we share testimonies in the church? Right? Not to say, you know, these things are happening in my life. Because if God can do in that person's life, in my brother's life, in my sister's life, this God can do in my life. And that's the reason the angel of the Lord is saying, you know, can you imagine? God is doing this in Elizabeth's life. And He will do it in your life. Because this God, it's a faithful God. He promises, and His promises are sure. And in verse 37, it says, for no word from God will ever fall, for nothing is impossible with God. In some translations, right? Nothing is impossible. Can you imagine? God's word encourages us, my friend. That's why we always challenge our people to read God's word, right? And let me tell you, this is the lamp in our feet to light to our path. It encourages us. It motivates us. It stirs us, my friend. We need to be students of God's word, right? We have access to God's word, but how do we handle God's word? How do we deal with God's word? How do we deal? You know, and Mary was encouraged by God's word, right? And nothing is impossible with God, and His words will never fail. Remember my wife and I when we went to States for studies. We knew for sure that God was calling us to go to America to study. And I really wanted to study too. Those, at that point of time, it's not easy because it takes a lot of money. Even at that time, I remember flying to the U.S. It's around $2,000. You know, and we knew for sure God was leading us there. When we went there, I'm not shy to say this. My wife will, you know, attest to this. I had only $1,000 US. Can you imagine? I have to pay a lot of stuff. $1,000, right? We went, right? And we just went to the school. And every night, you can ask my wife, right? I don't have a safety box to put my money. I put it under my bed, right? So every night I'll take and count how much I have, how much I have, right? At the same time, I always, whenever I look at, I start counting, if you, I think many of you know, in the US dollars, it says, in God we trust. So the money always will tell me, in God you trust, not this money. And let me tell you, God was faithful. I went with $1,000 when I graduated, and I came back, I had bank balance with me. Don't ask me how much. Yeah. And then God is faithful. If God is able to do in another person's life, He's able to do in your life, my friend. His word, if God gives you a word, He will never fail. How do we respond to such a God who calls us? When God gives us a word, right, do we really trust Him? Don't be afraid what God is doing in your life. When you're walking in with God and you're in a strong relationship with God, sometimes we struggle, right? But don't be afraid. If you know for sure, this is what God is doing in my life. And let me tell you, obedience isn't easy. Isn't easy. It was not easy for Jeremiah. It was not easy for Moses. It was not easy for Gideon. It was not easy for many people in God's word. But I think we have the Spirit of God with us. And lastly, you know, I like the way Mary responded. You know how Mary responded for a 14-year-old girl? She said, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. You know, what a powerful response, right? Some scholars say, let me tell you, some scholars, it's not words, I'm studying certain scholars, right? They say probably she was in a room and she felt the Spirit of God. She became numb. She didn't know what to say, so she said, I'm your servant. Probably she wanted to escape. No. It is totally different, right? And she was able to sing the song that we just read today. She says, I'm the Lord's servant. In other words, she was saying, Amen. Lord, I'm just ready for this. It's going to be a challenge, God, but I'm ready. It's going to be difficult, God, but I'm ready. People will say these things behind me, but I'm ready because I know who you are. I'm ready. Amen. I'm your servant of God. I'm just ready to, you know, people will talk behind me or, you know, they'll talk even in front of me. I'm just ready because I know I can trust you. I know your word will never fail. And I know your promises are sure. My friends, I do not know where you are in your Christian life. Probably you're struggling with your career. You're thinking of a choice. Maybe God is calling you into some kind of ministry. Or God wants to do certain things in your life. Right? Trust God. Trust Him. Don't be afraid of what God is doing. It might be beyond our thinking, but if you know for sure, this is, you know, it's coming to me again and again. This burden is coming to me again and again. Don't be afraid. And let me tell you, obedience is not easy, my friend. You know why? The Spirit of God is with us. That's so powerful. It's not easy. And let me encourage you, go back. Let's draw your strength from God's word. That God's word is always there to help us. Are we ready to respond like Mary who said, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm your servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. I'm just ready for anything. Let's pray. Maybe some of us are in the point of our life where maybe God is challenging us to do something for Him. Maybe God is calling some of us to ministry. I do not know.
maybe deep inside your heart, that burden is coming back again and again. You know your walk with God. You know you are in a constant fellowship with God. As human beings, we struggle. But God says, just trust me. Just trust me. Don't be afraid of what I'm doing. Because I know what I'm doing. Can you imagine Mary? I believe she was afraid too. Lord, I do not know how. And she said, how is this possible? You know, one thing is, God says, I'm with you. You just trust me. And you're my child. You're favored by God. You're washed by the blood of Jesus. And that's the assurance that we have. Obedience isn't easy, my friend. All of us struggle. It was not easy for the prophets of the Old Testament. Who are we? We struggle, right? But tell yourself, I have the Spirit of God in me. The inner voice, the Spirit of Jesus in me, just prompting me. Just listen to his voice. Just listen. And engage yourself with God's Word. His Word will never fail. His Word's always true. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Word. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, Father. And help us to trust you, to just wholly believe in your name, Father. And to know that you are in control of everything. And help us, Lord, to always say amen to you. In Jesus' name we pray.